When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so I'm going to toss the phone number out real quick for you. 502-571-9970. Maybe you can help out our listener in this situation. Kelly, you want to jump in on this?
So this is the message. I met an amazing guy on Facebook dating. He seemed absolutely perfect for me. Sweet, kind. We seemed to have a lot of common interests. Mm-hmm. The one topic that was never brought up before we met in person was height.
Oh.
Now, I strongly prefer tall men. I'm average height, but he's only 5'7".
Okay.
Now, I can't pinpoint why this bothers me so much, but if it was a friend asking me for advice, I would say that, you know, looks, it's not looks that matter, so I know I'm being a hypocrite because I can't take my own advice.
Oh.
We've only been dating a couple of weeks, but I'm thinking about ending it because I'm simply not attracted to shorter men, and am I subconsciously shallow?
Okay, so is she wanting us to tell her she's shallow, or is she wanting us to like give her the green light and say no, it's okay, you can break up with him? Like, I don't
I feel like there's probably a part of her that's wanting the green light, like, you know, we get it, you can't force attraction, but at the same time,
or
like she said, she would tell her friend in a similar situation, it's not, you know, looks aren't everything. And if he's checking off all the other boxes, like maybe that chemistry can develop, but just like something, just like how tall he is, mm-hmm. there's a lot of, you know, couples that are mismatched in height, and that shouldn't, I think, be a deal breaker.
Okay. Now, Kelly, you're 5'7", right?
I'm 5'7", yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say you're relatively tall for a female, on the taller side for a female.
I'm on the taller side.
So, like, I guess if this were you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you dated guys that were, you know?
Oh yeah. I lived this growing up. I mean, I was like this height early on. Like I shot up real quick. Like all the boys were shorter than me when I was dating. I ended up wearing a lot of flats to, you know, school dances. Kind of had to crouch down a little bit if anybody wanted to put their arm around me a little bit. I'm like, I wasn't a giant.
Yeah.
But, you know, by those terms, I was taller than most of the boys before they caught up in high school. But it wasn't, you know, I had short boyfriends. It didn't matter. It was just like, hey, if I thought they were cute and we liked hanging out, then we were dating. And it didn't matter that I was taller than most of them. I had a boyfriend for 4 years from like eighth grade to junior year, and I was taller than he was.
Okay, so it sounds like you are not subconsciously shallow when it comes to this.
However, I would like to think no.
Okay, all right.
I'm a sucker for a really cute face. That's what does it for me.
Okay, so maybe we like... Okay. All right. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
I'm telling her to take her own advice. Like, don't let this stand in the way of what could potentially be a great relationship.
Okay. 502-571-9970. All right. This is group therapy. She met this guy online. They hit it off. Perfect. Except he's 5'7". That's short to her. She likes tall men, and she's like, if I even asked myself, what should I do? I'd say, hey, looks aren't everything.
Yeah, she said, you know, if it was a friend of hers, that would be the advice that she would give. Like, you know, just don't let that stand in the way of a good relationship. And Mike was said, you know, the whole point of dating sites is to match you with someone you might look right over and never give a chance. It might be the best thing to happen for her.
Pun intended.
Really good point.
Yeah. Look right over. I get it. I see what you did there.
Oh, wait a second. I'm just not getting that.
Smart.
That was good. Mike, I don't even know if you meant to be funny. You're funny.
So, Austin, you're saying you gotta figure out what box that checks and almost like rank height versus all his other good qualities, right?
Yeah. How important is it just to compare to be treated right?
Right.
I mean, if somebody's too short, then so be it. But if he's treating you right, if he's making you feel good, if he's lifting you up and not ever pulling you down just because you're short, I mean, then, you know, you never know. I do think she's being a little shallow, but I think I get where she's coming from about just not being attracted to somebody. And if you're just not, then you really can't force it. But I think if you have the ability to give it a chance, give it a chance. Don't end it right away. And then hopefully something good will come out of it. And if not, then, you know, move on.
Austin, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
See you, bud. Hey, Zach. So what are you thinking with this whole thing?
She should probably step back and look at the personality. You know, I'm a 6'5" dude. I'm also, you know, I'm a bit overweight. But, you know, I've met a lot of girls that, you know, really aren't into shorter dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, you know, if he's got a great personality and, you know, he's a hardworking guy, you know, I think she can give it a shot. You know, you can't break up with someone or hold something against them that they cannot physically control.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate that.
I love that so many men are chiming in on this. Brian said on Facebook, not quite sure why so many people are judging her simply because she knows what she wants and might not be attracted to him. Are you attracted to certain looks in others? I assume everyone can answer yes. Give the girl a break. If she isn't attracted to him, good for her for identifying that now, saving them both time and stress in the long run. Break it off and move on. It's only been a couple of weeks. Now, Daisy said if the height is a must, she should have asked before 2 weeks. Height has nothing to do with being attracted to someone. It's just something you prefer. But I believe height should not break a relationship. Sometimes changing your requirements may end in a good way.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe she didn't know that height was a thing for her. Like, you know.
She knew that. She did admit that she knew that. And Tanya even suggested on text that she needs to add that to her profile from like now on. Like, I prefer taller men. And maybe that might save her from getting in the situation. But April was in a similar situation. I think this is a really good scenario to consider. She said, we all like what we like. If everything was great until you met him, for whatever reason, he's too short, not cute enough, the car's older, then yes, you're shallow. But please don't take offense. I'm just actually answering the question. I understand you, though. I had a type, too. But then one day, a good guy walks in, and he didn't look like anything I would ever consider.
Mm-hmm.
He was taller than my usual, bigger than my norm, had no kids. So I chose a friendship, but 5 years later, I love him like no other person.
See, that's a good point. And, you know, I think about even my wife and myself, and I didn't fit the norm of what my wife had previously dated, you know? Mm-hmm. I was shorter than the guys that she had typically dated as well. But
she's not super tall, and
no.
So you guys, like, fit well
right,
together.
Right. So I think, and I think we're all kind of saying, let's give them a shot. Because, or at least, am I right there? Because I...
Oh, absolutely. Teresa sent a picture of she and her husband. She's 5'7". She's taller than her husband. They're adorable together. Yeah. I think it really comes down to, let's see if you have chemistry. Like,
I think already she's saying
in every other way.
They do. Yeah.
Well, then I feel like we explore that. We don't write it off just because... doesn't meet the height requirement you were expecting.
This guy knows that he's shorter than the average guy. He knows this, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's very self-conscious about this, but I bet you 100% he makes up for it in other ways.
Holla.
That's right.
Everything seems to line up.
That's right. When you're horizontal.
There you go.
All right. So we're saying, hey, you know what? Give them a chance. And I know that you didn't want to hear this from us, but this is what we're saying. And so you came to us, and so this is what we're saying. So you have to listen to it.
Exactly. You have to do what we say. That's the rules. I would just say this. I feel like this could be the best thing ever. You may be calling us back and thanking us.
He was
amazing.
All right, well, cool. We'll keep us updated for sure. But yes, I think Kelly and I and everybody is saying the same thing. Look, give him a shot. Don't look over the height requirement that you had in your brain.
No pun intended.
For what could otherwise be a great guy. All right. All right. That's Group Therapy at Ben and Kelly Show. If you want to throw your 2 cents up there as well.